Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. I've got another story for you. Well, Christmas is here. I've heard that Christmas is a lonely time for some people. Well, now I guess I know what it's like to spend Christmas alone, because Gran wasn't here with me this year. She went to spend Christmas with her friend Mildred's family in California. So I've been all alone this year. Let me tell you about it. So, it was the 24th of December, the day they call Christmas Eve. When I was a kid, I used to go to church on Christmas Eve, but I only did that with my parents. I don't go to church on my own. I'd thought I'd be okay with being alone, but I actually wanted to go outside and see who I might find. I wasn't feeling lonely, really. I actually felt kind of excited, and I wanted to see what the world was like on Christmas Eve. Well, it was cold outside. The ground had been covered in white frost all day. Since the last day of school, a couple of days before, I'd been going out with Shelby in my warmest coat, which isn't that warm, really. So I'd also wear two shirts with a sweater underneath and a warm hat as well. And also, my boss, Principal Youngdeer, gave me a present, a warm wool scarf. I put it around my neck, too. Scarves really help to keep your neck warm. This one is so bright red, too. I love the bright red color of it. Well, there weren't many people around that night, which is normal. Most people are at home with their families on Christmas Eve. And most of the houses I passed by did have their lights on. There were a lot of colorful Christmas lights on houses and a lot of Christmas trees inside. I saw some menorahs too at houses celebrating Hanukkah and some red, green, and black Kwanzaa candles as well. That's an African-American winter holiday that seems really interesting. Maybe someday I hope I could get invited to a Kwanzaa event of some kind. Anyway, I was thinking these thoughts, and even though I was cold, I kept walking and didn't stop because I wanted to see some people. So I thought I'd walk all the way out to the highway exit, because there's a place there where you can always find somebody, no matter what day it is and no matter what time of day it is. It's a restaurant that never closes called the Waffle House. It was a very long walk for Shelby and me, and I couldn't wait to get into the Waffle House to warm up. I started to think it was a bad idea when finally I saw its bright yellow glow in the distance and the big sign that says Waffle House with each letter in its own square. The windows were foggy, and there were a lot of people inside. I opened the door and went in. I forgot that normally you can't bring dogs into restaurants, but the person working there told me not to worry. I could bring my dog in this one time. I looked at the clock on the wall. It was 11 o'clock at night. We'd been walking for 3 hours. I sat at the bar. There was only one seat left. I ordered a cup of coffee and some hash browns. If you don't know what hash browns are, they're potatoes cut into very small pieces, almost like short pieces of spaghetti. They're fried on a grill and they're delicious and warm. When the coffee was poured into my cup, the man beside me asked, "What's your dog's name?" He had a gray beard and smelled like cigarettes. I told him her name was Shelby. He asked to pet her, and I told him yes, of course he could pet her. He got down from his stool, bent down, and petted my dog on the head very gently. I could see the bald spot on the top of his head, and I could see that he was a rather small man. I heard him say, "Good girl." Well, he got back up on his stool and we didn't say anything else. We just both drank coffee beside each other and soon I had a steaming plate of hash browns in front of me. I sprinkled some black pepper on them and started eating. It was delicious. Then that man beside me, he lit up a cigarette. I was surprised. I thought you couldn't smoke inside anymore. But I didn't say anything. Then the server came by and told him he'd have to go outside to smoke. It was almost midnight, which means it was almost Christmas. "This guy brought his dog in here," he said, pointing at me. "Can I smoke? It's cold out there." The waiter gave in. He said, "Just this once, since it's Christmas." When it got to be midnight, everybody in the place was smoking cigarettes, and everybody was hugging each other and saying, "Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas." Someone gave me a cigarette, and I tried smoking it, though I really didn't like it. We danced around a while and had a good time until I came on back home late at night when the stars were shining so beautifully bright. That's all for now, friends. Thanks for listening to another episode of Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.